Yes.
Not spider.
No, not, I hardly know that. And yet I've heard it in a few recipes, but I hardly knew what it was when I read those recipes.
I heard it north in the state here a good bit. Let's see, you wouldn't call it a frying pan.
Yes, in the frying pan, we said a lot.
Or just pan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the older heavy iron vessel you used to cook stew in, maybe over the fire, you'd cook it in.
The Dutch oven.
And that's...
You're not speaking of the outdoor one, are you now? The outdoor kettle.
Outdoor one?
Big outdoor kettle they used to cook the soap in. Oh. It was made of the same material that the frying pan is. And they would cook their apple butter in there, too. Big kettles of it. Was delicious.
That's what I needed. Butcher
kettle, they ever called it, or the lard kettle?
Yes, or the soap kettle, or the... Mm-hmm. Well, the kettle, the old iron kettle.
It was used for various things.
You didn't call it a pot. Usually kettle.
I think so.
Or cauldron.
Not cauldron.
For inside was a Dutch pot.
Dutch oven, uh-huh. That's what we called ours. Maybe your home called it the Dutch pot. It's about this deep and
there's
it's iron like the skillets. Mm-hmm. I have one
there's
here.
Still another thing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And you eat with a knife, fork, and a...
spoon.
And you put flowers in a...
vase.
Okay. Now, after a meal, you probably have to
clear the table.
And then, much as you hate to, you
wash the dishes. We do the dishes here quite a bit, but I think wash is probably more typical.
And after you wash them, you have to run water over them, which you call
rinse. A lot of our, I know quite a few families though that still say wrench the clothes around here. Mm-hmm. But that's one I never could go along with.
It wouldn't, you and your folks wouldn't have used that.
My mom did. My mom wrenched the clothes, uh-huh. And
your
I have a married right? daughter and her mother-in-law still says wrench the clothes.
Wrench? Or
wrench.
Wrench.
Uh-huh, just like W-R-E-N-C-H.
Hear that in Indiana a good bit.
I wonder if it might have come because they used to almost wrench them by twisting them so hard, you know, with their hands.
The clothes,
the
but not
out.
The dishes.
No, the clothes.
Then you might say that she, same word, she...
wrenched, or rinsed.
Or
rinsed
today
dishes.
She, I rinse, you rinse, she...
rinses.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get the plural, the third singular. Mm-hmm. Third singular, yeah. Now, you usually wash the dishes with what sort of cloth, or piece of cloth?
Washcloth.
Or dishcloth, no.
Yeah.
But I think we used to say washcloth.
And you wash your face with a...
washcloth,
wash
yeah.
More than the other, and for the dishes would be dishcloth, that probably would be more proper.
All right. And you dry the dishes with...
My husband dries them with a rag. We dry them with a towel. But you still call it a rag. Where's the dish rag?
We always did.
Dish rag.
Mm-hmm.
We have great confusion in our house. sometimes we'll get the terms mixed up.
Yes.
Say, I'm hunting for a dish rag. Well, I've got one right here. Well, I don't mean that. Then dry after a bath with a what kind
towel.
Of
towel? It's a bath towel, but we do this in
Turkish.
Turkish. We have used that. Yes.
Turkish,
Turkish
towel.
Towel.
Okay. And you turn the water on, you have to turn the and suppose you had a barrel of cider and it had a thing on it like that. You'd turn on the if you had some liquid and wanted to get it into a small opening, the best thing to do is get a
funnel.
And to make the horse go faster, they used to have to use the you ever hear it called a gad? Hickory? Goad? Okay. And you would not use for a faucet, turn on the spigot on in the kitchen.
And that would go more for barrels.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't say turn on the tap.
No.